the past.
You're telling me you built a time machine? Out of a DeLorean?
The present?
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. If you're looking at now, sir, everything that happens now is happening now.
The future.
Hi. Welcome to the future.
And I'm telling you, it's great here.
You are listening to COL Movies.
It's a special episode from the cutting room floor.
Hey everybody, Steve here. I have the honor of introducing our new segments, which we're calling From the Cutting Room Floor, or Cuts for short. And this first cut, I actually found a group here in Tampa. A couple of friends have started a movie group for the Bears called Tampa Bears at the Movies. If you want to learn more information about that, you can check it out on Facebook. It's a closed group right now, but you can always request to join. The creator of the group actually is a friend of mine named Jared. Jared actually has a background in movie production and used to work in Louisiana with a group called Terror Optics Studios. You can find them at terroroptics.com. And they've done such amazing horror films as Stabbed in the Face, Attack of the Cockface Killer, and Gorgasm. Yep. Winners. All of them. But yeah, they're unique. And I'll probably be interviewing him later on this month for a segment, you know, for Halloween and all that kind of stuff, and talk a little bit about what it takes to produce a horror film and all that good stuff. But in the meantime, the Tampa Bears this week actually went to go see a selection of movies. What they do is they typically find movies that are starting around the same time, and then they'll throw out actually, you know, a couple of movies that are starting, and then afterward go to dinner and discuss the movies. So this week, actually, the Tampa Bears went to go see Moneyball or Dreamhouse. So they sent out the invitation, everybody goes, meets up, chooses which movie they're going to see, and then we find a location to go out to dinner afterward and discuss the movie. So what we did was, this week I went to see Moneyball, since that's the movie that we're seeing for COL Movies this week, and a couple other folks went to go see Dreamhouse, and then which we also have reviewed as a trailer for our show. So I went to that, and afterward we had a chance to sit down at dinner, and I asked some folks what they thought about it. The first interview you're going to hear is me talking to Jared and his partner Randall, who actually went to go see Dreamhouse, and I'll give you their review. So here you go. No, what did you really think of Dreamhouse?
Dreamhouse is really good.
Okay, about what was good about it?
The acting is great. All-star cast.
Okay. Well, we're not going to review it for our show, so I need you to give me the review on it, since I'm not probably going to see it in time.
That's because you were watching Moneyballs.
Right. So, what was good about it?
Edge of your seat, thriller.
Yeah, welcome.
It was not really a scary movie. It's more like it's a tense, emotional, drama kind of thriller. Okay. I mean, don't expect your usual ghost kind of movie or anything.
It's not what you thought it was going to be going in, because you told me as we were going in, it's a haunted house movie.
It's not a haunted house movie.
Okay. And
pretty much a lot of it's all in the trailer, so you kind of know where it's going already.
We talked about that when we reviewed the trailer, because we actually reviewed the trailer and we said that we think that most of this is going to be seen in the movie.
So it's not really hard to figure out what's going on, but it was an entertaining movie, and acting is great, and there is a woofy guy in the mental hospital that just got out of a shower, and he's wearing a towel. And I don't know who that is, but I like him. I want to see him in more movies.
You're not just saying that for our audience, are
no,
you? No. That's really true?
There really is a guy there. And wearing a towel. And they have burn scars on his back or something, but he looks really good besides that.
Okay.
Daniel Craig, not so much. Like, he's sometimes attractive and sometimes he's just weird looking. I'm kind of on the fence about that one.
How would you characterize it? Is it like, do you like thrillers and you'd go see this? Or do you like scary movies? Would you go see this? If you're a pure horror fan, would you go see this? Or is it?
If you're a hardcore horror fan, then I would say no.
Okay.
It's more dramatic and You might cry if you're like feeble and
okay.
that type. So if you're extremely sensitive, you might cry.
More of a psychological thriller. More of a psychological thriller than a horror movie.
Yes. Yes.
Randall, would you have?
It's kind of in the Sixth Sense realm.
Oh, okay.
Where it was creepy.
See, the guy's real.
There's things going on. There's certain moments that are, you know, tense, kind of. The things might jump out at you, but it's not really a horror movie.
Okay.
The acting's great. The children, that's the little two girls in it, do a great job.
Okay.
In the show. I give it two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up? Okay. All right. Ultimately, what would you say?
That is.
Get people to go see it? Go see it?
Yeah, if you want to see it, go see it.
You're such a dork.
I'm not going to tell people to go see a movie that I think is really good. That I don't.
Okay. All right.
Just don't go expecting a horror movie.
Fair enough. Fair enough. That's
so
fair enough.
You can go see it or you can wait for
it's
video.
It's what your expectations
way.
Are.
Okay.
You should just go see The Thing on October 14th.
We're already promoting that. We're already promoting that.
That's going to be awesome.
The prequel's coming out. So.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So there you go. In case you're interested in learning more about Dreamhouse, Rotten Tomatoes is giving it an 8% rotten rating and 44% audience approval rating. So, you know, it's not doing so hot, but still, you know, it's Halloween. Come on, you got to go see a thriller or see some kind of horror-ish movie, right? So don't give up on it. Get a chance. Go out there and see it. I might not get to see it this season just because of so much going on and so many other movies out there I want to see. But also, the Bears, like we talked about, went to go see Moneyball. I'm not going to put in my two cents so much because of the fact that we're going to be reviewing it in the upcoming week and the upcoming show. So I'm going to hold back my thoughts. And only a little bit of my thoughts come out in this little interview. But what I actually did was also spoke to a couple of the Bears and asked them what they thought about it. And my friends Larry and Tony decided that they would give their two cents in. And you also hear a little bit of Jared throwing out some questions. So, yeah, here's what they had to think about Moneyball. Okay, Tony, what did you think of Moneyball?
It was a great movie. You could see that it was co-written by Aaron Sorkin, who did Social Network.
Yep.
The writing was superb. The acting by Jonah Hill and Brad Pitt were out of this world. And Philip Seymour Hoffman was with a shaved head. Was looking right.
Yeah, I didn't even recognize him at first.
He was the coach.
Yeah.
Although Art Howe.
I think he should have been fired, but anyway.
It's a real story.
Yeah, it's actually a real story.
He was saying in the car, he was like, they should have had a better ending. I'm like, it's a real story.
They should have won at the end.
They should have won at the end?
It's like the Titanic.
It should have sank at the end.
I don't know. I think he was joking. You knew that it was a real story, right?
Okay.
He plays that role. He plays that role of... You know, oblivious or something.
I mean, I knew it was based on a true story. I didn't know what the story was about because I didn't.
Yeah, but you never know if they just say that or if it really is based on a true story. If they said the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is based on a true story, it's not.
It was great. I was in Seattle during the time this all happened, and so the Seattle Mariners had just come off.
Oh, you remember?
Yeah. Well, the Seattle Mariners had just come off the 216 win season or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And the very next season was when the Oakland A's did this 20 game streak. So I remember that quite well.
Was there anything that stood out to you as far as performances go in the movie?
Jonah Hill?
Yeah.
I just didn't expect him to be as subdued as he is. Because he's a stoner.
Yeah.
He's a stoner usually, and he was he played it really well. Brad Pitt, we just know that he's going to be good in it.
Well, Brad Pitt did a good job.
I thought he looked like him too. I mean, he looked like a baseball player. Like he had his build and everything. Like he had actually, they did something right there.
Yeah. And then the guy who played the first baseman is he's on Parks and Recreation, and he played a nice, serious, pretty serious role. And he's married to Anna Faris from What's Your Number?
Really?
Yeah, it's Chris Pratt. So
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
Anna Faris.
It took me a while to pick up the bean thing.
What, his name?
It took me a while to realize that that's who he was. that it was going back.
Oh, the flashbacks.
Oh. That wasn't easy to interpret. Makes sense. No. Makes sense.
So that's that. That's about Moneyball. Also, currently, right now, as of Sunday, the tomato meter has it at 95% fresh, which is pretty amazing, and also 91% audience rating. We'll see where it is once we record the show, of course, but that's what we've got on Moneyball at this point. So do you think you have any good ideas for cuts, or do you think you have any comments you want to express about what you heard today? Feel free to contact us at colmovies.com or email us at colmovies@gmail.com or give us a call and we'll be glad to put you on one of the shows on our Google Voice line at 361-265-8255 or 361-COL-TALK. You can also Twitter us at twitter.com/COLmovies or on Facebook at facebook.com/COLmovies or hook us up on iTunes or in the Zune Marketplace. So look for us. Catch our show weekly. Usually come out on Thursday nights or Fridays. And we look forward to hearing from you. Signing off, this is Steve from the Cutting Room Floor. And no, I don't have knee pads on. Get your minds out of gutter, you crazy people. Bye. Have a good day.
Hasta la vista, baby.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
That'll do, too.
That's the worst of my ever heard. I just stole it from a movie.
He's looking at you, kid.